The one and only Carlos Jones with Use Your Voice here on Neo Rocks. Right now, we have some special guests here in studio. Gatos Gala Gumbo, how you guys doing?
All right, we're doing well. Thank you, Jason.
So, introduce yourselves.
I'm Ras Gato.
I am Donnie D. Plantel Hall.
And we are the co-founders.
Gatos Gala Gumbo.
Yes.
And I actually said the name correctly.
Yes.
Okay.
You did.
I'm usually
yes,
pretty
did.
Bad at doing
yes.
that.
My brother has a gool. He likes to throw that gool in there, but it's gull.
It's gull a gumbo.
Gull a gumbo. Well, you're here yes. today because you've got a big show coming up this Sunday at the Bevy in Birdtown, 12
yes.
p.m. It's a full lineup, 12 until about 6 p.m. The Peter Tosh. Why don't you tell me about it? What's going on?
We have two bands, and this is the first annual that we're going to do. The name of it is called the Touch Fest, and it's an honor to Peter Tosh, whose moniker became Peter Touch after a few sessions of his were released in England without his knowledge, and people there. Therefore, took advantage of who he was. So the touch kind of refers to, that exploitation that so many musicians, often get throughout our careers. We find that a lot of times. But, you know, it's all about Peter Tosh, the man, the music, and something that I've been wanting to put together for a few years because there's no real celebration to Peter Tosh. Everything is Bob Marley. And we just felt like we needed to do that because his story needs to be told also.
Well, for people who don't know, and let me get this out of the way first because I feel like I need to. You two are brothers.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it, when brothers can play music together?
We've always wanted to do that together.
So what did Peter Tosh mean to the both of you?
Well, to me, I kind of relate Peter Tosh and Bob Marley as one being Malcolm and one being Martin, mm-hmm. and Tosh was Malcolm, of course, mm-hmm. Because he was the revolutionary, and Martin was the peace person, and, I kind of got that from him. I always loved Tosh, and it's just his voice is so baritone. It's just when he sings, it's like I love those deep tones, of course, because I'm a bass player.
Right. Yes. You're biased, of course, for
yes,
that.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Tosh didn't he didn't believe in censorship. Mm-hmm. Bob Marley was, like Martin Luther King, was more willing to work with the system a little bit more, and try to convert people. And Peter was more of an in-your-face, I'm extremely upset and I want to see some justice, mm-hmm. And I don't want to hear nothing else. So that was just that dichotomy and that difference between the two of them that made them stand out, made them so different, made them also very vibrant to what's going on today.
Yeah, definitely. And this Sunday, again, the Bevy in Birdtown, Gatos Gala Gumbo, I'm sorry, will be playing. Who else is going to be playing with you?
Umoja Nation, who is a great band from Akron, will be opening up for us. And this will be actually our first show with Umoja Nation that two of us are playing.
Right.
But they are led by a husband and wife team, Tracy and Stefano Nguma.
Big up.
They've been out for about 10 years, just put out their first CD, and we are really honored to have them open things up for us. We feel that it's only appropriate because their energy, they're a band that you can't really, none of the other reggae bands in town compares to them because of the feminine energy that they have up front. So that's just something that you can't find here.
Definitely. Well, sounds like a great show. And you're going to play a tune for me here, I believe, huh?
Yes.
Listening audience?
We're going to do one. I'm going to dedicate this one to my little wing.
I'm going to put that one on little wing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you want to go first, right?
Well, actually, you can go with Little Wing after you.
All right.
Gatos Gala Gumbo, and I'm going to adjust your microphones while you're going here.
All right.
I love three things, yes, drum music and you. I want to boil you up in a tofu stew. Yes, I do. Girl, I want to eat you up with a fork and a spoon.
I wanna do is make love to you. Oh, that's all I wanna do. Yes, all I wanna do now, yes, yes, turn around. I love three things, yes, jazz music and you. You're like a sunny day, yes, with a beautiful view. All right, you're like a lovely meadow, wildflowers in bloom. Yes, indeed, while I'm floating down a river, all right, in my little canoe. All right, this love is strong now, gonna last forever, praising Jah, we're together. All I wanna do is make love to you. This love is strong now, gonna last forever, praising Jah, we're together. All I wanna do is make love to you. That's all I wanna do. All right, all I wanna do now, yes indeed, turn around now. I love breathing, yes, John music and you. I love three things, yes, John music and you. All right, I love three things, yes, John music and you. Yes, indeed, take it on. I love three things, yes, all right.
Ross Gatto and Donald from Gatto's Gullah Gumbo.
Deep on toes, we call him. Because he's always up on his toes, been that way
since
a baby.
Donnie, why are you always on your toes? You have to be.
Now, we were joking off the air. I mean, you two are brothers. And speaking of Donald being on his toes, you're the older brother.
Yes.
You guys have always gotten along for the most part, right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And I'm sure music.
For the most part.
I'm sure music has brought you together. Even more.
Even more, you're right.
So do your influences, going back to that, again, talking about Peter Tosh, and again, out the air, we were talking about Robert Johnson. What other influences do you share musically?
Well, I love Stanley Clarke, Rick James. I could be, you could put on my Pandora, you might hear AC/DC to Ziggy Marley. You know, we came up, like, listening to rock and Motown and... then when the Roots and everything started coming out, we started getting into the island thing. And my father, he was like really into drumming. He loved drumming, and he just had that kind of island influence about him. So, I mean, my mother loved that about him. He'd have his bongo and everything. And, and I think it just kind of, we used to be in the kitchen, and he would pull out all the pots and pans, and we just drum on pots and pans. I mean, we were doing that a long time ago, you know, back in the early 70s or late 60s.
Late
or something.
60s,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But my favorites are like Rick James and, like I say, Jimi Hendrix and Stanley Clarke, of course.
Hendrix
and
was a huge influence on all of us.
Lenny Kravitz, Red Hot Chili Peppers. I mean, I might be listening to anything.
So how did that evolve from, you went from the rock aspect of it to the world reggae type aspect. When did that transition happen? How did it happen?
Well, for me personally, I've studied various styles of music. And, you know, I started out, like I said, with the rock and roll and progressed to blues. And that's when I found Robert Johnson. And I kind of just went from there and studied a couple other blues guitarists. And then I went into jazz and, you know, Wes Montgomery and, you know, George Benson. And one day sitting underneath a tree in Tacoma, Washington, reggae just, I just started doing this reggae rhythm that I had been hearing, you know, and it turned out to be a unique kind of a rhythm. My brother calls it an extra shink.
I love it though.
But you know, it developed from listening to Robert Johnson. So, you know, after that, I just came full circle. The reggae was always there, but we never really tried to play it, you know, and, right. And once that emerged, it just took off from there, and we haven't, you know, I mean, we still love all the other kinds of music, but reggae is our main thing now. You know, we love dancehall, of course.
Wind your ways. Well.
Yes, right. Yes. But, you know, roots reggae is the basis of what we do because of the politics of it all, you know, the straightforward and spiritual nature of it all. And we do other things to have fun. We'll depart to do funk, jazz, rock and roll, whatever.
Brothers Johnson. I love the, and I think, you know, that's why we kind of got into it, because we came up listening to the Brothers Johnson, and there were so many, like, family bands out when we were coming up, so it was just that vibe that was going on for
now,
us.
Let me go out on a limb here and just ask you a question, and I'm sure you've never heard this question before. Gato, I understand that. I took Spanish, cat, okay, I can relate to that. Gumbo, love gumbo.
Uh-huh.
Gullah.
Yes.
Tell me about Gullah.
Well, the Gullah people, from the Carolinas, basically were relegated to the outlying islands of the Carolinas and the Georgia coast. Because of the fear that plantation owners had at the time of dengue fever, they pretty much left them alone on these islands, you know, with minimal supervision, to grow rice, basically. These were, you know, the Carolinas were perfect, have a perfect climate for growing rice. So, you know, the people built up those swamp lands, Hilton Head, South Carolina, all those places that are rich and hoity-toity now were built up on the backs of slaves. And because of their autonomy, because of their relative autonomy, they were able to hold on to many aspects of their cultures, drumming, storytelling, basket weaving, and many of the other aspects of African life that they were able to remember from Africa. You know, it wasn't beaten out of them like it would be on the mainland. You know, if you were to do something that brought those memories back, you know, it was like a taboo thing, you know, and it would. And if, of course, if a slave driver saw you doing something that was reminiscent of Africa, they, you know, it was just not a good thing to do. So that's, you know, the culture of what they are about, the independence, that defiant nature, holding on to the music and the culture at all costs, developing of their own language, you know, having all that rich land, even now today, being stolen away from them now, still being victimized to this day. You know, all those things are pertinent, and you know, relevant. We think still to this day.
There you go, there you go. Well, how about another tune for us here?
All right.
Now, Donald, are you going to be singing?
Yes, I'm going to be singing.
All right, get right up on that mic.
Okay, I'm going to have a little sip of water. Pass that over here.
We are experiencing a water break here on Neo Rocks WJCU.
Yes, water's good.
This water break has been brought to you by the big show at the Bevian Birdtown going down this Sunday at 12 p.m. with Gatos Gullah Gumbo.
It's 12 p.m. to 6 p.m.
12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Yep.
All day event. So you can come in and watch the Browns also, and then peek your head in and hear some reggae music at the same time.
See, when you came on here, again, when we were off the air, I said no four-letter words. I forgot to mention, you can't say the B word either.
Oh,
which it's okay. I totally, I'm totally joking. But they won yesterday, so it's okay.
Thank God. Yes.
All right, so what song are we going to hear?
We're going to hear Peter Tosh, Wanted Dread or Alive. Wanted Dread or Alive.
Gatos Gullah Gumbo here on Neo Rocks.
Yes.
By the evil forces, and I'm wanted, nowhere to hide. They are trying to find me. But
Babylon cha-cha if a ganja, which I may never do. How good is one man ganja? Must be an ape from the zoo. And I'm wanted by the evil forces. And I'm wanted, nowhere to hide. They are trying to find me. I've been accused for a shooting, which I man didn't do. Oh, them put me in prison, them willing. So I've got to work my way through. And I'm wanted by the evil forces. And I'm wanted, nowhere to hide. They are trying to find me.
Yeah.
Gatsu's Gullah Gumbo here on Neo Rocks. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You know, it's funny. Yeah, absolutely. It's Don and I were neighbors there for a couple years.
Well, about 3 years or more.
Yeah,
about he was telling me about that.
And I've seen you in the laundry room. I've seen you in the workout room. I've never heard you sing, ever.
I'm shy.
No, you are not. Come on now.
Yes, I am very shy. I don't know. I'm a little nervous today for some reason. It's weird. Yeah.
No need to be nervous, I swear. I wasn't going to pull any trick questions.
Okay, good, because I can't think right now.
Well, I saw you looking at me funny when I said you two are brothers, and no, I wasn't going to go there. Don't worry. Don't worry. No weird questions. But
we have plenty of brother stories.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that'll be part two of the interview in a few months here. Well, tell the people again one more time, where can people find out more about you online?
You can check our website, www.gatosgullahgumbo.com. That's all one word, gatosgullahgumbo.com.
How do you spell Gullah?
G-U-L-L-A-H. So all one word, and you can go there and check out a little bit of the history of the Gullah people, as well as I think I have an original tune up there that we will be doing. We are actually going to be in the studio during the winter, hoping to release our first CD
next year.
He's a little ambitious talking about spring.
We can do it in the spring.
CDs cost money. Engineers cost money.
Yes, they do.
You know, it's like one song at a time. You can have all these aspirations, but if the money isn't there, you know.
In all fairness, I have been on his case for 3 years now going, do you have a recording for me yet? Do you have a recording? So I'm to blame partly, so I apologize for
cool.
that.
We're going to work on that. Definitely working on that.
So new CD show this Sunday?
Spring.
Spring? Okay. I'm writing this down. Right
have
now,
something out there
on my piece of paper.
A few songs. We got to put something.
Yeah, we'll have something.
Together. Yeah, two or three songs at least.
Dub something. You know, if it's just nothing but a dub song.
And then Sunday, give me all the details one more time.
Sunday, from noon to six, Umoja Nation will be opening for us. This is the Touch Fest. It's going to be happening at the Bird Town. The Bevy in Birdtown. Used to be the Winchester. Three ladies have bought the place, remodeled it. There's food there now. Come on down. You can watch a little bit of football as well as
food,
as hear some beautiful reggae music. Come on out and help us kick off this first annual tribute to the incomparable Peter Tosh in style. We'd love to have you come out and do that with us, Cleveland. It's something that we like to do every year, as a matter of fact. But you got to start somewhere, so we're going to start here, see how it goes, tweak it and change it and do what we have to do. But it's going to be happening every year.
Ross Gatto, Donald, thank you guys for coming down.
Thank you for having us, Jason. God bless.
get moving. It's time to go. Another level's waiting just ahead. Gonna keep reaching, won't be misled. I know that it's gonna be a struggle, but I'm strong. I'm ready for the challenge. I know that the forces are against me, but I'm on the road going forward. I have got to reach my destiny, and if I push, there'll be no stopping me. Jah help me keep on. Out of hand.